Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is another headline news scan report. Well. Here I am, and I thought you'd like to tag along with me as I go through the news stories and give you my thoughts and opinions about the stories and, you know, take it for what it's worth. You know, I wanted to mention something that on the news this week I had played, this was just yesterday, I had played the farmer who was saying all these things, and when I saw it, I didn't get too hepped up about it. You know, I never do, because I don't let these things rock my boat, you know what I mean? I just sort of keep my emotions. But one interesting thing a fellow wrote under the video was, he gave a few links. So if you go to this week's news, you can see what he says. He says they're not closing down meatpacking plants and everything. But yet we know about that they're closing the pork. They have closed a lot of things. So it's, you know, who knows what, he says that this guy is just trying to, you know, work us up into a frenzy. And that really they're not closing these meat plants. But there's pork plants being closed, which I don't care about anyway. And Tyson's Foods, you know, and different things like that. So I don't know, you know, what to make of it. I don't know whether to correct it or whether to say, well, I don't know. I see both sides of the issue. But I do know one thing. They are trying to create a food shortage. You heard the news story that I put on after that. You know, there's no need for anybody to be starving when they're dumping all this milk and all this stuff. How foolish is this world? Seriously. I mean, you know, they're dumping the milk, you know, dumping lettuce and stuff like that. Instead of saying, hey, people, you know, here's a place where you can come and, you know, we'll bring it over here and you can take it for free, or you can give a donation or whatever it is. You know what I mean? It's just amazing to me. It's amazing how stupid this world really is. But anyway, why rant about it? Because I can't change how stupid it is. So, first news story I see, it says, it begins. Media saying the death count is much higher than the official hoax numbers. So, you know, the media. Immediately when I think of the media, do you know what I think? Jew. And why would I believe anything a Jew tells me? Right? It's just amazing how they could even hold on to these media outlets, because I can't believe anyone would even believe a word these people say. They're liars. They're known liars. They're hypocrites. Look at what the Messiah said about them so many times. Don't the people of the world get it? So, let me see. Full panic. 28% of Britons don't want government to lift lockdown until virus ceases to exist. Cuckland. That's what I call it. Because it's got UK in cuck. Experts say, experts, ladies and gentlemen. What did I tell you about experts? Experts at what? There's experts on who should say that the lockdown should last until July. Americans say they'll lose their minds in June. Experts, there's experts on how long the lockdown should last. There's experts that know about this stuff. You know what I mean? How ridiculous of a thought, you know? It's amazing. Joblessness claims now over 30 million. Fed chairman, this is the worst economy in history. This is what their goal is. They should be, I think that they say this is a boast, you know, like, yeah, this is the worst economy in history. We've done it, ladies and gentlemen. We've done it. We, the filthy, dirty Jews, have screwed the whole world. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what it seems like to me. UK. Woman pretending to be a man loses appeal to be called father on birth certificate. She's, I wonder why Archie Bunker said that England was a fag country. The fake Pope wants you to obey the government and live like a prisoner. Boy, this, I've never seen anything like this Pope. You ought to catch him. You ought to hear him actually physically speak. You really realize, like, what is this thing? You know what I mean? It's not a real man or anything like that. It's a, who the heck knows what it is? I guess de Blasio, you know, the race mixer that married a negress? He threatened the Jews over there in New York that he would have them arrested if they got together in big numbers. And they're very, very angry. I don't think Mr. de Blasio, the race mixer, will have his position for too much longer now. Unless he licks them up and down their boots, you know what I mean? CNN fake news hurts itself in confusion, destroys evidence of 1993 Joe Biden touching incident, let me say, after reporting on it. UK, very social, quote-unquote, former policeman kills himself because of lockdown solitude. Jewess who runs YouTube vows to censor anything that contradicts Doctor Who. Texas, police searching for two blacks who shot and killed a white teen. Trial date reset for Venezuelan who killed his white wife in 2011. You see the judgment of race mixing? You see the evidence of it? Continually we see this. UK, Muslim doctor sentenced for deliberately driving at elderly pedestrian. We definitely need these people in our countries, don't we? They just bring us so much goodness. I'm sure he's a great doctor, too. Aren't you? California frontline doctors say the lockdown is pointless. Coronavirus is the same as the flu. Baton Rouge. White cop shot dead during standoff with black homicide suspect. DNA test links 60-year-old black to shooting death of white woman. UK, Sudanese Muslim in court for stabbing white policeman in the stomach. You know, it's weird. I don't know. Is this like, how do you picture this? That this cop was standing there and this Sudanese fellow just ran up and stabbed him in the stomach? I mean, otherwise, couldn't this cop beat up a Sudanese Muslim? I mean, I don't understand what's going on. Maybe all the cops are like Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. Yes, yes, yes. I don't know, man. I really don't know. So let's move along here. See what we can see in the sea of life. Coronavirus aid paying workers more than they made at their jobs. Now, didn't I tell you that they want to make this a welfare zone? There's 10 regions, and they want to make the North American continent, the whole thing, you know, Canada all the way down, or Alaska all the way down to, you know, through the whole North American hemisphere is supposed to be a welfare state. And we have Nancy Pelosi talking about that we should give everybody universal basic income. You know what I mean? Isn't that interesting? Here he is, this Fauci fellow, the sickle. Fraud Fauci claims second infection wave is inevitable. Here's another pretend Italian that I believe is an Italian. Oh, by the way, let me see if I have this too. Oh, I didn't bring it in here. I'm going to prove to you that Pelosi's a Sicilian. I told you she was Jewish. Her mother was half Sicilian, half something else. That's what I have in memory, okay? I told you she was a Jew, and she's married to a Jew. So, and her son is a transvestite. One of her sons is dressed up like a woman. See, they don't tell you these things, right? I didn't know that de Blasio had a negress for a wife. And just, you know, you wonder why they're in politics, why they're allowed to be politicians, because they want you to see all that all the time. See, hey, you know, if de Blasio does it, then, you know, then you should too. Ridiculous nonsense. Really, it's pathetic. U.S. marriage rate plunges to record low. T-Rump says China and the WHO hid data on deadly virus. Well, I think Pete Townsend should sue. There's that story I was talking about. Arkansas food bank runs out of food within 1 hour. Oh, CNN must be an expert too. CNN fake news says reopening state economies will cause mass death. Oh, well, then we shouldn't open them up then. I believe everything the media, mainstream media. Who do I think the mainstream media is? Jew. Who doesn't want to open? Who wants to lock us down? Jew. Who's making all kinds of money while we're being locked down? Jew. CNN, Jew. CNN says reopening state economies will cause mass death. They're experts. And you've been trained. We've all been trained to just believe experts, especially like CNN experts. Fake news. Jews. Tyson's Foods warns that the food supply chain is breaking. UN predicts biblical famines due to virus lockdown. Merkel, she makes me smirkle. We ought to just call her Smirkle now instead of Merkel. She's a disgusting piece of garbage. Another faux leader. Woman leader who doesn't lead anything except lead you right down the toilet. That's where all these women leaders lead you, down the toilet. Global meat shortage looms due to virus hysteria. Yes, and the Jewish Treasury Secretary expects a quick economic recovery. the Jewish Treasury Secretary. See, nothing's changed, right? The Messiah, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, he picked 12 disciples, and one of them was an Edomite Jew. The rest were all Galilean Anglo-Saxons. And he picked the Jew, and the Jew held the purse. You know, it's the same thing. The Jewish Treasury Secretary expects a quick economic recovery. So basically, that's the story. Nothing's changed. The betrayer is the one who holds the purse all the time because he loves the money. Old Jewish hag chosen by Jews as face of reopen movement. Let's take a look at that. If we can. Oh, yes, another Jew. This looks like a fellow in drag, too, to me. Kind of looks like David Lee Roth in drag or something. And then they got Anderson Cooper, the homosexual, right next to them. I mean, it's just amazing. Jewish CNN fake news brought on the Jewish Las Vegas mayor, Carolyn Goodman, as a guest on Anderson Cooper's show the other day. Goodman has been advocating for a reopening of Las Vegas and all of the casinos, but came off as a crazy person during her recent appearance on CNN. A Jew, a crazy person? No, that could never be. That could never be. Now, she looks totally different here. Over here, she you can see the filthy Jew in her, and here she's got her mouth closed. She's ugly as anything. You can see she's not a white woman. She wishes she was blonde, too. And it's amazing to me what people think that are white. You know what I mean? This is definitely not white. Not even close. All right, so I don't want to look at that any longer. That makes me want to gag. Jewish Facebook to ban lockdown protest organizers. You see? It all just spells. It's like I was saying before. It's the proof on who wants us to be locked down. Jew. I won't do it again. See, Jews go nuts because Florida reopened some beaches. Why? You know, like I said before, that I've read that before. Why would they care if some beaches opened? It's funny that it is amusing to me that Donald Trump, the press, Mr. T-Rump, talked about ingesting some household cleaners, and it shows this Negro with a bleach, Clorox bleach in his mouth, you know? And I guess some people have actually done this type of a thing, and it just shows you the IQ deficiency, let's just say. Can you imagine? Seriously, can you even believe that somebody would? I'm not saying drink bleach, but whatever they're drinking, you know, whatever they drank. All right, let's see what. Cities face 100 million new poor in post-pandemic world. Looking at the secret group of scientists and billionaires pushing a Manhattan project for COVID-19 with a critical eye. Amazon, listen to this. See, Amazon, the Jews, the rich, everybody, they don't think they have to obey the law. Amazon monitoring workers with thermal cameras purchased from sanctioned Chinese company, report says. See? Underground hazard exposed as New York City homeless fill up subway cars amid pandemic. Chief Public Health Officer of Canada appeared in 2010 documentary to advocate tracking bracelets for vaccine refuseniks. California cops heckled as they tell 93-year-old couple they can't sit in chairs on the beach. Nobody has any respect for the cops anymore. How could you have respect for them, really? Not that there aren't some decent cops out there. I'm sure there are. But the majority, especially if they're Freemasons, are loaded up with demons. UK, here we go. Everything's in the UK, ain't it? UK warns doctors about mysterious new respiratory syndrome appearing in children. GOP senator asks Department of Justice to open a criminal investigation into Amazon. Senator Josh Hawley, Republican, Missouri, is asking the Department of Justice to open a criminal investigation into Amazon, citing reports that he says suggests that the company has used predatory and exclusionary data practices to build and maintain a monopoly. Report: five global intelligence agencies investigating Wuhan bat scientist over virus lab leak. Big words, a lot of big words. Really small words, but I'm just kidding. New York Fed is exercising powers never bestowed on it by any law. Again, the Jew is above the law. Again. President T-Rump readies bailout for nation's food suppliers. See, the excuse is this fake pandemic, but they'll whip up, you know, I'm telling you, he's probably told them before he was even president, if Obama spent more in his first 4 years than all the previous administrations put together, I'll beat that. I'll bet he did say that. And he's going to do it, obviously, isn't he? This is what happened when FDR came in. This is what goes on. See, again, the food supply chain is breaking, warns Tyson's food CEO. UN chief says pandemic must be used to de-industrialize the West. Transition to green energy. YouTube censors viral video of doctors criticizing stay-at-home order. Okay, there again, the Jews, when you think of the mainstream media, when you think of YouTube, you know it's YouTube. They made sure I couldn't have my channel on there. A channel where I had lots and lots of views and lots of subscribers, and people wanted to see my videos. They were interested. You see? And basically, they just nixed me. All my work, thousands of hours of work, they just nixed it within a touch of a button. And I can't even have an account on YouTube. See? Because I'm a real, real bad fella. Yeah. All right, let's see what else we see. Amazing. T-Rump says White House won't extend social distancing guidelines. My goodness, how terrible. That'll give him just another reason the Jews can yell at him. Biden, Fields committee to help pick a running mate. Can you imagine how mentally ill Biden really is? I mean, you know, he looks like a white man, but he's not fully white. He's a Jew. He's got Jew inside of him. And he's another one that all his children married Jews and everything else, right? That's, you know, or else he wouldn't be that high in the government. See what I'm saying? And, you know, he's a child toucher. You can tell. We've seen it. I mean, this guy does it right on camera, and they don't even arrest him. So what else do we see? Florida to reopen. Jurida. You remember I renamed it to Jurida. To reopen next week with restrictions. They call, like I said here, they call it the Communist Chinese Party virus. The CCP virus. They don't call it the corona. Police called after New York City funeral home puts bodies in trucks. Packed Jewish funeral ends in scandal. An apology. Oh, did they make him apologize? Let's see. About New York City mayor, a race mixer, Bill de Blasio, is taking heat from Jewish advocates and critics after saying, quote, the Jewish community and all communities, unquote, will face consequences if they don't obey social distancing orders. See, they don't have to obey the law. They're above you and I. We're just cattle. He was referring to a large funeral held in Brooklyn on Wednesday, where what appears to be hundreds of people violated social distancing orders to mourn the death of a rabbi. But the mayor's generalization, the Jewish community, quote unquote, is what sets some people off. Yes, I mean, that's, can you imagine saying this phrase? The Jewish community? Can you imagine saying that? How crazy would you have to be to say something like that? How awful that is. The Jewish, let me say it, ready? Are you listening? The Jewish community. Oh, ready again? I'll say it again. The Jewish community. Isn't that terrible? Can you imagine? That just set them all off. They're not all, just some. My message to the Jewish community and all communities is this simple. The time for warnings has passed. I have instructed the New York Police Department to proceed immediately to summons or even arrest those who gather in large groups, said the race mixer Bill de Blasio on Twitter. Very interesting, isn't it? Oh, listen. I was going to just forget this now, but you got to hear this. And this is a woman. De Blasio's press secretary, Freddie Goldstein, reiterated his point, writing on Twitter, I empathize with the, I don't know. I know what empathy is. With the desire to mourn those we've lost. But this is absolutely unacceptable. The mayor is on the scene and the New York Police Department is breaking this up. I empathize. That's a new word. Yeah. Listen to this. What he did was a horror, quote unquote. These Jews, I mean, it just never ends with these things. These filthy, dirty Jews, they just, you know, I just put up a video of these young Jew goat students. And they're teaching them how to rebel, teaching them how to protest. This is exactly, they teach them the stuff from when they're like, you know, 5 years, 6 years, 8 years old. You know what I mean? Oh, what he did was a horror, founder of Americans Against Anti-Jewishism, Dov Hickein, told the NTD News. To blame the Jewish community, that means he blamed me. He blamed everybody, Jews everywhere. That was clear. That's why people reacted the way they did. People on the right, people on the left, it doesn't matter. They understood the danger of his words. You see how sick and mentally ill these Jews really are? I mean, seriously. You talk about paranoia, deep destroyer. These people, they're hybrids. They're confused. They're corrupted. They're corrupting. And they are in chaos within themselves and without themselves. I mean, they are just crazy as crazy could be. Can you just picture what I just read you there? So what he did was a horror. He said the Jewish community, right? And he said to blame the Jewish community. Blame them? How did he blame them? He said that the Jewish community and all the communities will be arrested if they don't obey. How is that blaming somebody? You see what I mean? This is how sick the Jew mind is. The Jew mind is probably the sickest mind in the world. Listen how crazy this filthy Jew gets. To blame the Jewish community, that means he blamed me. Oh, he blamed everybody. Jews everywhere. He blamed Jews that died in the Holocaust. What he did was a horror. Now, I added the Holocaust. This is ridiculous nonsense. These Jews are crazy. It's just like those little students, you'll see. That's how ridiculous it is. These protests. These stupid. I remember when I said something about a gala, that somebody was having a gala, and I said something about homosexuals, and this Jew just started yelling at the top of his head in the supermarket, making the same kind of protest as those children. Same exact thing. Went and reported me. I mean, you know, nothing happened to me because, you know, you could tell this guy was mentally ill. These Jews, I'm serious. I'm not just saying they're mentally ill. I'm telling you they're mentally ill. You can't race mix and be a hybrid and maintain forever. Maybe there are cases where some hybrids can maintain, but generally speaking, and especially the way the Jews race mix, they're out of their minds. They're in chaos all the time. So in other words, okay, so let's finish this. During his daily press conference on Wednesday, de Blasio said he apologizes if he said anything hurtful, but that he didn't mean any harm, saying his words were tough love. Oh. So again, if my passion in my emotion, they're all just directed by their feelings, right? You've got this filthy, dirty Jew with his feelings. Oh, he blamed everybody in the Jewish community. Yeah, this is a horror. He blamed Jews everywhere. And that means he blamed me. Oh, oi, 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 the danger of his words. Oh, yeah, yeah. And then de Blasio, of course, he's passionate too. So again, if my passion, in my emotion, I said something that in any way was hurtful. I'm sorry about that. That was not my intention, he said. But I also want to be clear. I have no regrets about calling out this danger. And we're going to deal with it very, very aggressively. In other words, I'm still going to arrest you. Man, I tell you, you know, anybody that takes these Jews seriously, I mean, I don't know how you can. I just don't know how you can. It's just ridiculous. You believe what I just read to you? Don't worry, we'll have more and more of this type of stuff because these Jews are full of a lot of feelings. Cuomo, U.S. let down by WHO, NIH, CDC, and media. Oh, you shouldn't talk against all your Jewish compadres like that, Mr. Cuomo. You pretend Italian, you? Amazing. Ted Cruz seeks to block DOD from helping movie studios that censor films in China. Oh, there's a rock, a moon rock. They want to sell it for $2.5 million. Listen to this one. Man hits Powerball jackpot twice in same day after playing exact same numbers for 30 years. I'd say that's dedication. That's practically a religion, a Powerball religion. My goodness. Isn't this exciting, going through the news with me? Just imagine what you'll hear next. Who knows? Where's the beef? People are looking for beef in the stores. I'm sure they're not saying, where's the pork? I'm sure there's plenty of pork. Let's see. Pelosi suggests Biden does not need to directly address Riyadh allegation. I'm satisfied with how he has responded. She's satisfied. See, they're pressuring Biden to answer about touching this woman. But we've seen him touch all kinds of people, right? I mean, as far as like women and children, right? Right on stage. Oh, listen to this. Woman who blamed T-Rump after giving her husband fish tank cleaner, now under investigation for murder. Oh, I would love to see this woman. If she's a negress, will they show her, do you think? It could be anybody. Okay, listen to this. Arizona police are now conducting a homicide investigation into a woman who claims she gave her husband fish tank cleaner. It's so ridiculous that, I mean, I can't help but laugh. I don't laugh, like to laugh at evil things. I don't think that bad things to happen to people, unless they're Jews, are funny. But this is just to the point of ridiculous nonsense. Why didn't she take the fish tank cleaner is my first question. But I suppose she just wanted to see what would happen to her husband. You don't think that this could have been premeditated, do you? So she gave her husband fish tank cleaner after President T-Rump claimed the anti-malarial drug chloroquine, was an effective treatment for coronavirus. I saw a funny thing on Gab about that. The pills for hydroxychloroquine was like 30 cents a pill or 60 cents a pill. I can't remember which was. In other words, that's why they don't want to use it, because it was too cheap. They probably want to, you know, have the nice $1,000 pill or something. So listen to this. We'll continue. Wanda Lenius told NBC News last month that she and her husband, Gary consumed fish tank cleaner because it contained a chemical that T-Rump suggested might be an effective prophylactic and treatment for coronavirus. The cocktail, which contained 4 teaspoons of fish tank cleaner mixed with soda water, put Wanda in the ICU and killed Gary. My advice, Wanda explained, is don't believe anything that the president says and his people, because they don't know what they're talking about. It was the media that really caused this, you know what I mean? This is so ridiculous, man. You know, the stuff that you hear, you know, the absolute stupidity of people is just, Hey, listen, we've all been stupid at times, but I mean, how stupid do you have to be? You know what I mean? Fish tank cleaner. Why didn't you just eat the thing that cleans the tank? You know, the little suction fish. That'd be the same as eating catfish. That is an abomination too, right? The world is awakening to the ugly realities of the Chinese regime. So maybe we'll have to go to war with China, since they don't want to go to war with Russia. They want to, but they're not going for the bait. Common Core has failed. Now what? Geez, another governmental program failed. Geez, that never happens, right? U.S. marriage rate reaches lowest point ever recorded, report finds. Women's groups sat on letter urging Biden to address Riyadh allegation after campaign intervened. $3.8 million Americans file for unemployment, raising total to $30 million since onset of pandemic. Biden has ties to University of Delaware board members, keeping his archives secret amid Riyadh allegations. Riyadh's a name of a woman that he touched. And it's real. By the way, when I was talking about the medical system being the third largest killer in the nation, they're all saying, you know, I was driving by a clinic and it said, heroes work here. You see, firemen are heroes, and some police are heroes. The military are not heroes. They're not fighting for our freedom or anything like that. But these killers that are killing us, they're claiming they're heroes. And I find that interesting. You know, some doctors and nurses are heroes, I'm sure. But the medical system is certainly not full of heroes any more than the military is, any more than most police are. They're not heroes. Firemen are heroes. Some police are heroes. But this is ridiculous nonsense. T-Rump on course for re-election. Oh, Munchin, the Jew, says audit will be done on Paycheck Protection Program. Yeah, by the way, I didn't receive any check. So I guess they sent out checks. I told somebody I don't believe I'm going to receive a check. And I didn't. So I didn't get any $1,200. I don't know if you did or not. Okay. What else here? Jewish watchdog claims neo-Nazi images deserve to be classified as domestic terrorism. You know, the SS, when we use the three things, you know, around that says it's the Jews, and 88 and 14 words and all these things, and the Nazi flags and all these things, and Pepe the Frog and all these different things. This means these Jews want everything to be, they want to control everything. Israeli top spy agency, Unit 8200, embeds former spook to head analytics and AI at Ford Motor Company. Stockholm Syndrome. Study claims people trust their leaders even more after COVID-19 lockdown. They trust their leaders. Amazing. UK political analyst Jews disproportionately influential in business, professions, and sciences. Listen to this one too. 1943, Jewish press publishes cover story to explain why no mass graves of Jews would be found after the war. There would be no mass graves of Jews found after the war. Amazing, isn't it? It's incredible. It really is incredible. This world is so gonzo. I can't wait for the Father just to end it and get it out, get rid of it. How the West Point Mafia runs Washington, ensuring America is permanently at war. Remember I told you why? You know that Trump just said, Mr. T-Rump, he just said that because we're in an emergency right now, he has full executive power. You know, War Powers Act. You know what I'm talking about? Well, remember I told you that we've been perpetually at war. So he's had that all along. That's why he can, that's why they could do all these orders, you know, these orders that he writes up. I'm trying to think of the name of it, you know. But that's what it's always about. We're permanently at war. So, what else? More evidence COVID is a U.S. bio attack on China. My personal impressions of Hitler. He was a great, brilliant man. Don't Believe the Lies by Leon Degrelle. The Chinese and Russians are your enemy. Now stop thinking. Watch Putin. Unacceptable for the U.S. to extend its jurisdiction beyond its borders. That's true. I agree with that. No matter who is elected, foreign policy will continue to be a Zionist train wreck. And they show what looks like a white guy and a filthy, dirty Jew next to him, and they got their fists. You see? That's our military. They're heroes. You know what I mean? They're real heroes. They're really, really protecting our freedoms, aren't they? Ask the people of Virginia. All right, let's see what else we can see. We got about 10 minutes left here. Let's see what the price of oil is. $17.40 and $25.56 Brent crude. What else now? Let's see what else we can see. I haven't seen this site for a while. Let me see what it says. Germany bans Hezbollah, conducts multiple anti-terrorist raids. Berlin has banned the Lebanese militant organization and political party Hezbollah, labeling the group a terrorist outfit as German police carry out raids on those suspected of being members. Immediate danger. Half of the world's workforce could lose its livelihood due to COVID-19, UN agency warns. Jeez, what would we do without the UN agency, huh? What would we do without it? There'd be more world peace, I think. Incredible. Let's see. I don't see a ton of stuff here. Immunity with benefits? Germans worried as government mulls IDs, making life easier for COVID-19 survivors. Yeah, the governments want to make our lives easier. You can see that, right? You believe that, don't you? It really is amazing. All right, that site really not so hot, Russia, today. I just don't care about it, really. I just don't. The Times of Israel. If it loads. Yeah, there's that. Yeah, they always have to hit you with a pop-up every time you go to the place. Attorney General says no legal impediment to Netanyahu forming next government. Another Jew. This Jew looks very kind of white. He reminds me of a Jew I knew many years ago. Only I didn't even know he was a Jew. Or didn't really think about Jews. Court freezes extension of acting state attorney's tenure, which expires Monday. This Jew has some pointed eyebrows. You can see that miles away. Yep. Germany outlaws Hezbollah. Virus lockdowns may be hiding an outbreak of violence against women and children. Israel reeled 3 years ago when a 34-year-old man, Meir Ephraim Goldstein, was found wandering around a neighborhood in the northern city of Tiberias, clutching the severed head of his wife, Adele. The act by Goldstein, whom a subsequent psychiatric evaluation ruled was not sound of mind at the time. Oh, they figured that out, huh? He wasn't sound of mind ever. And neither was Adele. Oh, my goodness. Yes. That's something else, boy. Here's a brainwashing story. Access for Israeli farmers to Jordan border enclave comes to an end Thursday. Israeli farmers? Sure. Biden says he'll keep U.S. embassy in Jerusalem if elected. Of course he will. He's a Jew. As Biden's sex assault claim builds, some Jewish women reconsider their support. These Jewish women are so desperate and so ugly, they probably wish Biden would touch them. The only consideration of support is whether they'd wear a bra or not when they were standing around him. Sorry for the bad taste there, but report. Israeli got $69 million from New York State for ventilators, failed to deliver. Not even to their own. You see what I mean? Even the Jew will rip off its own. You know what I mean? Israeli got $69 million from New York State for ventilators and failed to deliver. He probably ran to Mexico, where the other Jews are. This is ridiculous nonsense. T-Rump says he won't extend social distancing guidelines, plans to restart travel. Kushner, de facto president during COVID-19 crisis, WH sources said to claim. Germany's top court rules against virus ban on religious services. Listen to this. Inside story of the funeral of a New York rabbi, a COVID-19 victim, another Jewish victim that went so wrong. Man, I'm telling you. Yeah, that was real wrong. He said the Jewish community. Oh, my God. redacted FBI, that's foreign by Israel, document hints at Israeli efforts to help Trump in 2016 campaign. No, it was the Russians that helped Trump. Don't you remember? Listen again. Redacted FBI document hints at Israeli efforts to help Trump in 2016 campaign. And it's like I told you, they wanted to play the Trump card, you see? Ah, well, they brought me all the way back to the top there. It's just a wonderful sight. You know what I mean? Oh, that story went so wrong. High court rules hospital can't stop visitors bringing in bread during Passover. Oh, wonderful. A new Jew in the world, folks. British PM Boris Johnson, partner Carrie Symonds. I believe that's S-Y-M-O-N-D-S. That's very popular. That's very possibly Jew, too. Announced birth of baby boy. Isn't that wonderful? A new Jew? Oh, it's time to celebrate, folks. Amsterdam's Jewish nursing home loses over 20% of its residents to COVID-19. Oh, no. We just got a new baby boy, and that's not going to replace the 20% lost at this Amsterdam's Jewish nursing home. Oh, my goodness, please. Boy, 6 years old, in serious condition after Death Stalker scorpion sting. Star joins virtual ceremony for Israel's Independence Day. See, again, they're trying to pretend Israel is a nation, but it's not. And they've been trying to do this for a very long time. No matter what they say, they're not a nation. It's stolen territory. It's occupied by these filthy, dirty Jews. And it is against the Father because that's a wasteland. Until Yeshua returns, that place is cursed. Literally. And just by having those Jews there, it's cursed, double cursed. Seriously, that's for real. Cabinet said to okay lockdown of three Jerusalem neighborhoods. Oh my goodness, the victims. The victims. Researchers say Vatican archives show Pope Pius XII knew of World War II killing of Jews. Sure he did. Sure he did. Israel at 72. See, here we go again. A country under curfew salutes those fighting the coronavirus. Israel at 72. It's not a country. And 7 and 2 is 9? Get it? Unbelievable. It really is incredible. There's really not, I guess we're basically out of time at this point. I'm just looking down here to see if there's anything else, and then we'll close up. Listen to this. As New York Hebrew, they're not Hebrews, Free Burial Association runs out of burial shawls. Hundreds donate. You see how they keep trying to say it's a country? I told you, they just keep trying to say it. They figure if they repeat it enough, and they have a national anthem, and they have Independence Day and all kinds of things, and that you'll consider that they're a nation. But they're not a nation. And they never have been and never will be. This has been a News Bites headline news scan report. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down. Please consider giving a donation at davidjamesboston.com.